You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To White. White catches, fires, hits a three. Tatum has his very first playoff triple-double now with that assist. White now with 18 points.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
ESPN courtesy of the call. You know, Mike Breen, Fordham guy, first ballot Hall of Fame NBA broadcaster, still
all-timer.
Peyton the corner 98 with his fastball. Can we give him something a little better to work with than Doris Burke and JJ Redick? Is that okay to say? Is it okay to say that without everyone getting mad
this team's not great?
Is that okay to say without everyone getting up in arms that like, hey, this, like, what we've provided him with is not great. It's not great, the Doris Burke, J.J. Redick team. Sorry, everybody. I wanted us to say that before we get into, since Jake played that highlight there.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just, and it's okay. Yeah, I think there's a difference between, like, a personal attack against someone and saying, like, the continuity and, like, camaraderie on the team, the chemistry, is not good. That's way different than like these people suck or something.
Correct.
Like I listen to JJ Redick's podcast. He does a pod with LeBron that's really good. Like I've listened to Doris Burke call games with other play-by-play people where I'm like, yeah, okay. She used to call games with Mark Jones last year, I think was one of the guys she called games with, maybe Pash a couple times. It's like Mark Jones. So I'm sure he would probably appreciate that too. And so it's like, it's not just like, well, this person sucks, whatever. Just like this combination isn't it. And I think my concern is it's never going to be it. That's my thing. People are like, well, it's the first year. Redick's coming in halfway through because Doc Rivers leaves to coach Milwaukee. And not like that group was going great either, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, sometimes just a chemistry thing. It's just like, what, you know, it's not great. And I'll give you an example, like just not to be super negative. I said this to you earlier, and I don't know if you agree or not, but I definitely feel this way. Ryan Rucco and Richard Jefferson do games solo, and Redick used to be with Jefferson. They used to be the analyst together. And I always felt like it was so weird because Jefferson likes to talk a lot during the game, and Redick likes to be very thoughtful to the point of almost like being too patient, where you're like, you're so smart, can you just tell me like what you're thinking right now, like a little bit? And I always felt like that combination, even if they were friendly, I was like, I don't like this at all. It's like really awkward. And now I feel like Redick being on the Breen team has like, I love Jefferson on these games now. It's the Richard Jefferson show. He just gets to talk the whole time and it's not stepping on anybody. And I think it's awesome. So there is like a win in that, but like the A team that they've assembled that'll call the finals, like it's really rough. And like, I don't know how you can listen to here's where it's objective. I don't know how you can listen to these telecasts and be like, this is great. Like who would make that argument? Like just the actual content, not everything around it. The actual content, I don't know what the argument is that like this is going really well. That's tough when you know the finals are going to be called by that team.
I feel like Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy are doing their best like Statler and Waldorf routine, like the throwing tomatoes at the television, right? Like Mystery Science Theater 3000 right. Jeering while whatever Redick and Doris Burke make points. Anyway,
it's like, of you is going to go coach the Bucks?
Nick and Ken here. You better, you bet. We'll get to the NFL draft next hour on the show. The Whale Capper Drew Dinsick in hour number three. But the Celtics thrashed the Miami Heat yesterday. Not unexpected. Boston wins by 20. If you bet the game, and I don't think either of us did, bet the side of the game, Boston closing 14 or 14.5, they're up by like 90 And then the Heat do that thing where they claw back into the game, or I guess I should say Boston does that thing where they're up by a million and just takes the foot off the accelerator. And Boston does end up covering at the end after Miami cuts it to 14. We get the, like, insane Caleb Martin, Jason Tatum drama at the end. Like, did Caleb Martin do it on purpose? Like, I think all this stuff is so stupid, but whatever. Anyway, the Celtics end up winning the game. They're up 1-0, very likely to win the series as Jimmy Butler dealing with the MCL sprain. So it feels like right now, and things can change, right? We're kind of staring down the barrel of a Denver-Boston NBA Finals, which, Ken, I know brings us to a betting angle that you're interested in for people that still, like, that want to bet Denver potentially to win the NBA championship.
Well, just, yeah, it starts to get to diminishing returns at some point as Denver's price keeps dropping. Remember, this was viewed at the start of the series, this Lakers first round, as a series that was, you know, maybe the Nuggets wouldn't be in danger a lot, but there was a little bit of danger in it, more than the Celtics first round series, for example, where they were like minus 20,000. There was a little bit of danger in it, and as Denver kind of puts that away with each game, and we'll see if they can do it tonight. They lose tonight, it's all back on the table again. You know, their price is going to keep dropping, and they're going to eventually be minus to win the West. Maybe that happens right after the first round ends. It depends on who wins some of the other series, I think. You know, if the Thunder were to ever lose to the Pelicans, for example, or something like that, Denver gets home court throughout at that point. These are things that can make Denver an even bigger favorite. So, you know, one of the answers could just be, hey, I like Denver, I'm going to keep betting Denver. And who am I to say no to that? All I've done is bet Denver, so I definitely wouldn't tell you not to do that. I just think the thing that's interesting, and this is already starting to shift, you can see it week by week by week, even before the playoffs, the way that the exactas are priced. So exacta in this, for the terminology for this discussion, is the market in which it's one team over another team to win the title. So you not only get the finalists correct, you have to predict who wins when they play. So it's this team over this team. You could bet Stanley Cups this way. I bet a number of them going into this postseason. Could be a fun way to play it if you feel like you have a strong opinion on in that finals matchup or in that Stanley Cup final matchup or in that Super Bowl matchup. You have a strong opinion on who you think would win anyway, and you kind of want to get ahead of that, or you think the betting market would be shaped a certain way, and you want to get ahead of that. And what's still happening is, and this is where you lose me a little bit. Boston's definitely more likely to make the finals. Can't argue that at all. Not arguable. Than Denver. Than any team. The exactas don't reflect that probability at all. You need the two teams to get there in order for the exacta to take place. So this isn't a Denver's path is tougher conversation. You need them both to make it for the bet to even activate, basically. You just lose if somebody else makes it. And when they get there, there's still this assumption that Boston's going to be a pretty big favorite in the series. They will have home court. I get that. I don't think that's true. And I don't know how big, like, I think the Celtics will be favored, but I don't think they will be very big favorites. And I think there's a bunch of reasons why I feel this way. I think the way the rest of this postseason will play out will actually only increase the degree to which people really like Denver and would want to play Denver as we go forward. I don't think they'll close a favorite in the series. I can be wrong, but, like, I don't think Denver will be favorite. The home court aspect of this, and Boston's such a good home team, I think really looms large for, like, the Celtics have to almost be a minus something. But what is it? Is it, you know, is it minus 200 or is it, like, minus 130? Like, is it something down by that? And there's, like, a lot of disagreement about who would win. And I would just ask people listening, Denver plays Boston 7-game series right now. Like, who would you pick? And okay, like, what if all of us just feel like that? and all of us, including people who bet, and they played a couple times this year, close games, Denver won them. It's going to be different based on what we've seen so far. So there are a couple other reasons I like kind of getting ahead of this to a certain extent. The exacta for Boston over Denver, depending on where you go, it's different. But the exacta for Boston over Denver is priced lower everywhere than the exacta for Denver over Boston. So the assumption is basically Boston is more likely to beat Denver than Denver is to beat Boston if they play, and meaning Boston will be favored in that series. 5-1, 550, 490, that kind of stuff. Denver is about less than 3-1 to win the title now. I do think they're going to end up playing. I am going to like Denver. Boston can win. Like, I can be wrong. I just, if you're still, like, kind of at the trough wanting to get a little more Denver, these exactas, I think, are going to age really well. I'm going to be really curious when we get the NBA Finals market for Boston-Denver if I'm right, or if I could be wrong, and there could be way more Boston support than I'm thinking. And this, you know, this has happened the last couple of years, to be fair. They've been bet a lot in these markets. I think this one's different because of who they're going to be up against and just the general perception about both teams. I have a couple other things on this too, but just I think that's an interesting way to play it if you kind of feel like a lot of us do that, man, Boston just really unlikely to find a lot of resistance on the way to the finals.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Would you join me, Nick and Ken here, You Better You Bet, and Costanza this, meaning, okay, Denver, Boston in the finals. Let's say it's Boston minus 150, split the difference. Boston minus 160, Denver plus 130. Let's just say that's what it is, right? Split the difference between 130 and 200. How many, like, you know, you have young kids, like they've got friends, right? How many, like, young children and or elderly people would you bowl over on the way to get to, like, to bet the Denver Nuggets at, like, a plus price in the NBA Finals against the Celtics? Because for me, I think it'd be several.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, like, we have so much Denver already. Like, would we even do that? Like, do you want that much more at that point?
I would be like this little kid, watching Bluey, be like, oh, like, I understand you like Bluey. Also, here's my knee in your temple as I, like, rush to get to my computer screen to click the button on Denver against Boston at a plus price.
And just to be clear here, like, you can bet the matchup they're just going to play. That's, like, 2-1 right now, and it drops 20 cents every day. And you can bet that, or you can bet, like, when they get there, this happens. That's the exact. Just because, again, I think people get confused. Both markets are offered by basically everywhere. And the beauty of the exact is you're basically taking an opinion that if they played, that the price that the sort of implied is wrong, and that Denver would be more likely to win that series than Boston would. And again, just to go back to, I said, I think people would only improve their opinion of Denver. This is where the path helps you, I think. Boston's whole thing, their whole deal, like, if you're like, well, this team has a weakness. Well, one, you would say the coach. But two, you would say they don't play in, like, a lot of close games. They don't play in many of them. And when they do, they have a tendency to not play as well as they play in all of these other splits and all of these other situations. They still play okay. They just don't play as well as they do in all these other situations. This happened in both games against Denver. And the problem, it's sort of the best thing and the worst thing about this path for the Celtics. They're going to coast here. They're going to walk into the finals, probably. Maybe they play a Giannis on Milwaukee healthy Bucks team and it gets a little fun, right? Maybe the Knicks take a couple games and it gets a little fun. But look, like, how many games is Boston going to drop between now and the finals? Two? Maybe something like that? Three? It's not going to be a lot. How many close games are they going to be in? They might go, like, 2.5 months without playing a clutch game, like a meaningful game. They might go, like, the whole spring and play none of these. Meanwhile, Denver is answering every question in every tight spot, in every close situation, and they thrive in it. And these two teams are going to play, and you're going to show up and you're going to bet Boston? Like, really? I don't think people are going to do that. I'm not going to do that. And I'm curious at what point we get to as Denver keep, maybe they keep looking awesome. It would be great. And Boston just keeps winning by 20, and who cares? At what point does the exacta price start flipping and we start to kind of feel like, hey, if they played, like, home court's great and it should be factored in, who would like Boston in this matchup to win 4 out of 7, not to win a couple games, not to be competitive? So curious to see if I'm right. I don't have to be, but that's kind of the opinion I'm going into the rest of this postseason with.
No, do you want to bet the 49ers against the Chiefs? Do you want to bet Purdue against UConn?
Well, the funny thing about that exact is you would have just bet the Chiefs on Super Bowl Sunday. He's getting plus the points. So.
Listen. The Nuggets, like Thanos. You know, snap the whole fingers and, you know, win NBA championships and all that jazz. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We'll talk some NFL drafts with Eric Eager, but we'll start the hour. More big picture thoughts on the NBA postseason.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.